Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Val Marietti. And we're going to be talking about Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for February. That is the Helper Express All Abilities Playground. Val, pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Back in 2021, we started a nonprofit called Friends of the Helper Area, and our first project was to build a wheelchair accessible playground up in Helper. So that Helper Express playground that's at 380 South 100 West, I hope you guys have went and played there, checked it out. It's a great place. We finished it in May of 2025. We raised about $130,000 from local donors and from several grants that we received. A lot of those grants had a timeline. We either had to use the grant money or we had to return it. So in that, at that time, we made this tough decision that we were going to finish the playground and finance the rest. So we financed about $170,000 to finish that playground. And we are hoping that we're going to receive more donations to finish paying for that. So,
you know, we always talk about, and you know, we want to add this, but right now the main focus is we want to get the park paid off, and that it's a tall task right now. You and I were talking about it before. You get a few trickle down donations, you know, last year in the process of building it. You got some good grant money, like you mentioned. Things like the Christopher Reeve Foundation really played a major role in this.
Yes.
But looking to get the rest of that paid off, it's going to take some community support behind it.
Yes, I'm like, I got poop. They raffled off that little side-by-side, which was excellent. They donated the money to us, and it did help. But like I said, that playground is not paid for. And we're waiting for more grant money. We're applying for more grants. We're getting some trickle-down donations that are helping to cover those monthly costs. But if you would like to help, please check out our Facebook page, the Helper Express Playground. There's information on there of how you can donate, you know, those kind of things. If you would like to just give me a call, my cell phone is 435-820-8384. At some point, we would like to add some shade. At some point, we would like to add bathrooms. We'd like to fence it in and make it a little, you know, more safe. But for right now, we just need to pay for what we already have.
You know, it's always good to look to the future, but at the same time, we have to keep our feet in the present and make sure that we're taking care of things now. But from what we've seen in the community, this playground has been such an incredible asset, not just to the kids out in Helper, but just in the Castle Country as a whole. It's been just a game changer for kids and accessibility.
You know what? I really love it. I drive by there all the time, and there are always people there. I take my granddaughter up there. I've probably been down each one of those slides about 300 times. I love the place, but I just need to figure out how to pay for it.
Yeah, that's the big thing right now. But you look at the larger impact that the Helper Express Playground has, because, you know, even statewide, you didn't see many accessible playgrounds around here. But now, you've because of that, what the Helper Express Playground has accomplished, you're seeing projects in places like Emory County and Castledale really starting to pick up. You've served as an inspiration point for these people.
Yes. If you do not have a special needs child, it's kind of difficult to understand, but it's very isolating. We've been to parks when my son Jace was still alive. We've been to parks. I have a younger child that, you know, of course you want to take your little kid to the park and play, but Jace couldn't play. And it was upsetting. And I've always wanted to build an equal access playground that, you know, no matter what your mobility is, no matter, you know, if you have a vision issue, if you have a child that has autism, if you're an elderly person raising your grandkids, that's a big thing people don't understand. You go somewhere that has wood chips, it's easy to fall. You can't push a stroller, you can't push a wheelchair. So, you know, a lot of our expense was that ground cover, which was $100,000. Just to cover, just so you have this, you've got to have your fall zones, you've got to have the safety. So if these kids fall, it can't be concrete. It needs to be something that's going to absorb that fall and keep our kids from getting injured, but something that's wheelchair accessible. That is not cheap. That was $90,000 for that. And it was worth every penny. And I have absolutely no regrets about it. But we're still fundraising. I just want people to be aware that we are still fundraising. Our playground has not been paid for.
Yeah. Let's run through one more time. If someone's listening right now, they want to make a donation, they want to help out the cause of the Helper Express Playground, how can they go about doing that?
You can check out our Facebook page, Helper Express Playground. It has like our Venmo, it has our PayPal, those kind of things. If you'd like to give me a call, my cell phone is 435-820-8384. We will be doing probably some fundraisers when it starts to warm up a little bit. And like I said, we do have a lot of grants out that we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we receive. We're just still fighting the fight, trying to get everything finished. So,
you know, it's always good to fight that fight, but when you have the community behind you, it makes it that much easier.
Absolutely.
Now,
yes.
Val, unfortunately, yes. We are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
If you've not checked out the playground, go look at it. It is very, very impressive. I love the place. Every time I drive by, there's kids there. So give me a call if you'd like to help. If you have questions, give me a call. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, Val, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Again, our guest, Val Marietti, and she's talking about Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for February, the Helper Express All Abilities Playground. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.